Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And today we are talking about posture.
That we are.
How to stand and how to sit. So, since posture is such an in-depth issue, Tyler has suggested that I should break these talks up into bite-sized chunks.
Yes.
So we don't overwhelm you with
Can we call
knowledge.
Them fun size?
Fun size is good.
Yes.
Fun size is good. I'll buy that. Fun size chunks. So
with nougat.
We're going to focus in. Ooh, I love nougat. Nougat is so good for you.
The nougat.
Speaking of nougat, I'm going to go get some right now. Screw podcasting.
This was kind of your segment.
Tyler,
I'm here for comedy relief and asking questions.
Tyler, distract the people while I run to 7-Eleven and get nougat.
Get nougat. This is going to be an awkward segment if you leave.
That would be kind of funny.
Stand up straight.
That's right. Exactly.
Act like you mean it.
Exactly. Act like you mean it.
I don't know.
today, standing posture and seated posture. We're also going to delve into the basics of what posture is and whatever questions Tyler might have.
And I've posture. Got them.
Got them. Good. Let's jump right into it with the question that I think we should open with is, what is posture?
What is posture, Keon? May I ask you that?
Yeah, Tyler, good question. I like that question.
I was wondering, what is this thing that you call posture?
Posture is basically the alignment of your bones and the pull that the muscles have on the bones. So that which
Hold
dictates
on, time out, time out.
How the wait, I will finish, then you can ask questions. Which dictates how the joints align and interact with one another.
Did you say pull or pull?
Pull.
Okay.
P-U-L-L.
Okay.
Not pull as in
I heard
dancer.
Pull as in like because I was thinking posture.
Right.
I was trying to do.
Right.
I visually saw firmness.
Right. And most of the time, there are two types of posture that we have. We have dynamic posture and we have static posture. Dynamic posture is not what you think about when you think about posture. Dynamic posture is posture in motion. So the biomechanics of movement, how we should run, how we should stand, or how we should walk, how we should jump, all that. That's dynamic posture and dynamic movement. While static posture is what you think about when you think posture. It's that person standing to the side with a line going down their body. If you've ever seen a posture chart, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see someone next to a plumb line, and that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's jump into this.
Jump into it. Okay.
That would be dynamic posture if I did it correctly, my jump.
Well, okay. Posture just isn't correct. Like, you have the most efficient posture, and then you have... It's kind of like a diet. A diet is just what you eat, right? It
Yes.
doesn't have to be a restricted program. Same with posture. It's not just how you stand, or not just the correct way of standing, it's how you stand in general. So
okay.
Poor posture is the same, is just as valid
it's
as it is good,
it's
still posture. So we have a lot of terms that describe posture, but we're not getting into those today, no
Yay.
Matter how much I want to. We'll get into those another time.
Maybe one or two.
Yes.
You can let them slip in.
So, let's start with the most common standing posture, okay?
I like that.
So, a standing posture is a good standing posture. So, the most correct neutral posture that you can have is when everything is in alignment. Oh, which
Thank
means
you,
that,
Captain Obvious.
So, what you want is you have that bump at the bottom of your ankle. I'm going to touch my body, Tyler, so don't give me those eyes.
I know. I was like, thank you. This is a podcast. Nobody
right.
can see this.
You want the bottom, it's called the, I won't tell you. You won't remember. You won't care. You have a little bump at your ankle, right?
Yes.
When standing, you want that bump with your ankle to line up with your knee where it flexes and hinges. And you have up in your hip, you have this bony protuberance. That's the head of your femur, right? So you want that to be, all those three things to be in alignment. So that's how you can kind of go with leg alignment.
Leg alignment.
So
it's
bony ankle.
Bony ankle, heel.
Yep.
The ankle. Bump of the ankle to the knee to the
bony part of your hip.
Bony of your hip.
Right.
Line those up. Your lower body's done.
Sure.
No, like that. That's roughly.
Yes. But, I mean, there's a lot more that goes into it, like ankle flexibility and hip flexibility. Because then we also have the rotation of the leg. Because we're talking just straight from the side. We're not talking about from the front yet, okay? Because the front, that adds a whole nother dimension to the fun thing of posture. So we're just talking from the side. So from the side, yes, get all those three things aligned.
Lined up, got it.
You're good to go. The second part would be your spine. So your spine, I'm sure if you go to a chiropractor, you know, you've seen the image of this little S curve. You have a little curve at the top for the head, and that kind of rounds at the mid back and then comes back down in on itself, creates this S-like shape, right? And that's what we call neutral spine. So you want a slight curve in your low back that curves up around to your mid back and then kind of curves again for your neck and then forward to get to the top of your head.
Okay.
So that's kind of how you want your spine aligned, and you want the bony part of your shoulder aligned with your hip, knee, and ankle as well.
That's where I find a lot of people struggle.
Yeah, that's called, when your shoulders round forward like that, that's called kyphosis. And kyphosis is really, really common, because usually what happens then is your shoulder blades start separating, your chest is really strong, and then that's going to cause a lot of, because the whole point with good posture is so that you don't injure yourself. You have the proper, what we call length tension relationship between your muscles, right? Yes. So if your chest is too tight, it's going to pull on your upper back, which is then eventually going to pull on your lower back, affecting your hip, which might give you knee issues. So really, yes, you're getting heavy knee pains, but that knee pain could come from your hip or back.
No, and that makes sense. And then you just walk around in like a weird fetal position.
Exactly. Your head, moving up a little bit further, should be also, your ear should be in alignment with your shoulders as well. So from the top of your head down to your ankle, I should be able to draw a line straight down, and that would be considered good posture. Perfect posture, neutral posture from the side, okay?
Got it.
I would say that if you're going to look at your posture from the side, look at it from both sides, because sometimes one side might be different than the other. Because we have, you know, like, you're right-handed, you grab all your groceries with your right hand, your left hand doesn't get as much work, that's going to create an imbalance there. When we get to the front of your body, there are so many little things that can go wrong, it's not even funny. So I'm just going to focus in on the big things to look for, and hopefully everything
else that you could do today. Exactly. As you're listening to this podcast, you either A, are walking, stop and line up and see if you can walk by a window where you can see yourself on the side, and just, who cares if people look at you weird? Just check it out.
So from the front, pretend there's a line going down your forehead, right? Between your eyebrows.
Hot dog style.
Hot dog style, splitting you right down your face. So right between your nose. That's where you want to line up this imaginary line. And if you go straight down that line, it should go straight down your chest and down between your legs. Close your eyes for a second, step up and down, and just see where your feet naturally rest. That's your resting posture, okay, from the front. Now we'll start with the foot. Look where your foot turns. So Tyler, stand up for me, just for S and G's.
Well, I already know that I have weird, not weird.
So Tyler's marching up and down for me. And then his feet are actually like pretty neutral.
I have very neutral feet position. I've always noticed that.
Right. He's got a good strong arch, and his feet don't turn in or out, which is usually a hip problem issue. You can go ahead and sit down. I was going to talk more if I saw anything freakish, but there was nothing freakish.
I know that I'm not freakish on my feet.
I turn out naturally at my feet. It's gotten a lot better over the past couple of years, but I do what's called a lateral rotation. So my feet turn towards the outside of my body. So my right foot turns, my big toe turns right on my right foot, and my big toe on my left foot turns left.
Visually, he looks like a penguin.
Exactly. If you saw me like a couple years ago, my heels would be together and my toes would be apart. So what that is, it's a lack of strength in the hips. because my external rotators are stronger than my internal rotators. So strengthen those. Then what can also happen with your feet is pronation or supination. Pronation when walking is natural, but that's a flat foot or a high arch, if you want to put it in layman's term. So if I naturally had a flat foot, but because of the strengthening things, I'm building my arch up. Tyler has a really, really strong arch, borderline supination.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? Like, why do you think I have this huge arch? Because I'm not a runner.
Partially genetics. Okay. Like, just how you are. Yeah.
I swam a lot as a kid.
Yeah. I mean, that might have something to do with it. I really don't know.
I think that could do something with the hips.
I think
that could have helped me in my hips department.
Yeah, because a lot of people have really, really tight hips.
Where mine are loose and flowing, and exactly. I can do the mamba really well. Or the forbidden dance.
The forbidden dance.
Yes. Ole.
The 20-foot tango, or 20-toe tango.
That is me.
Yes. But not get distracted, though. We're talking about standing posture. Now this is why we need to stay focused, because otherwise it will go off. Moving up to the knee cap should point straight forward, but it will follow the line of your hip. Of your foot. So if you're turned out at your hip, your knee should turn out with it. Otherwise, you're getting torsion, which means that there's this rotation on the bone. And some people have that genetically. My buddy David has tibial torsion, which means that his bone is actually twisted.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So he supinates really bad. His pinky toe touches the ground more than his big toe touches the ground. So that's what supination means and pronation means. Is pretty much flat-footed or high arch, pinky toe, big toe. When it comes to your hips, what you want to do is when you're standing, feel for, it's your ASIS, your anterior superior iliac spine.
And in layman terms, Keon is?
Your anterior superior, there is no layman's term for this. It's the bone that's in line with your belly button, pretty much, or below your belly button just a little bit. So if you go to your belly button and then slide your hands to the right or left, you should find this little bony lump, right? Like the supermodels, if you ever see them, like super, super, super skinny women, you can see it when they're wearing a bathing suit. It's that little, like...
It's in the front or...
In the front, anterior front. Okay. Right. You know what I'm talking about. Like it's like the bumps.
This is not it, but it looks like it's the pelvis bone.
Oh, it is a pubic bone, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not the pubic bone, but it's part of your...
When you look at... And not to make fun, but if you look at a model and you're like, oh, that girl's anorexic, like you kind of make those jokes about it.
Right.
Usually that's the thing you're looking at that you think is their pelvis bone, but it's really...
Right, exactly. It's the it's a bony protuberance on your pelvis. So that's really what you're looking for. And what you want to do is put your hands on those two little bumps in front. You might have to dig for it a little bit if you're very strong or have a little bit of extra in your stomach area. But you can find those two little bones. And what you're looking for is the same height. So if one's higher than the other, one's tipped forward, one's tipped backwards, the pelvis is really where a lot of issues come from in posture. So if your posture is tipped forward, we'll get into that. That's an anterior to pelvic tilt, and that has a host of problems. And if it's tipped backwards, you have a posterior pelvic tilt, which has a host of problems, which is not what we're talking about today. We're talking about good standing posture.
Good standing posture.
And next week we'll talk about
film this, because you're moving your hands around like is going out of style.
I know.
Because I'm trying to, as you talk, like if you notice, I'm closing my eyes so I don't see you, because I feel like your hand motion is giving me just enough that I remember what you're
asleep.
No, I'm trying not to look at you.
Okay.
Because I'm trying just to listen to you so that I can ask questions that people while listening to this are like, they can't see you moving your hands around doing the stuff that you're doing. But so far, I've followed.
Well, hopefully by the end of the week or maybe by Thursday, have a video of me doing a postural analysis on Tyler.
Hilarious because my one hip is higher than the other.
Right.
Like freakishly higher.
So there's that. So the hips, you're looking for evenness on your ASIS.
Yes.
You're also, then you can slide your hands up. You know where your hips are? Where your hands kind of rest?
above the ASIS. So you have your bony protuberance in the front, kind of like your headlights, and then above that you have your shelf, right? Put your hands there, see if those are level either. If they're not level, then you kind of want to see if you can fix it naturally, go ahead and give it a shot. If not, there are exercises that you can do that can strengthen those. Today, I'm not going to give you too many exercises that are going to get you stronger because when we get into specific postures, then we can talk about exercises that can fix those postures. We're talking about good, neutral. Okay, then moving up to the shoulders. Sorry, I'm getting not distracted, but I want to stay focused so I don't give you too much information. Your shoulders should be even, obviously. So you have these, your clavicle, your collarbone. Go to the end of your collarbone towards your shoulder.
Okay.
And just look at yourself in the mirror and see where do those bones end up. And sometimes one will be higher than the other. I know my right shoulder is lower than my left shoulder.
I know that my right shoulder is, I believe, lower than my left, but I also have a feeling that that's because of my shoulder issues.
Yes, and because of your when you're doing the boxing stuff. Not boxing, but, you know, like boxing, moving boxes.
Yeah.
That constant rotation got you. Head placement, you're looking for any rotation in the head. And that's about it, because I can't tell you what to look for from behind, because you can't see your behind.
It's difficult.
Right.
Without mirrors.
Right, exactly. So let's move to sitting posture, good sitting posture, because a lot of people, this is where we get really, really bad.
As bad I posture. Literally lay here on our couch.
Right. So feet, I'm just going to pretend that you're at your office building right now.
Okay.
Or at your desk.
Sitting at my desk.
So feet should be firmly planted on the ground, heels in line with the knee. That's usually pretty good right there. No, you were good before. Yep. Right there.
That's visual, but yeah.
I know, but just so you
can. No, yeah. So you want you want the bump of your heel to go, or no,
the exact same as standing posture.
Standing posture, exact but same as just posture. To the knee.
Just to the knee.
Because it'd be weird if you had it throughout your whole body.
Right. And then from the hip, you have these little things called sits bones, and you'll be sitting right on top of your sits bones. They're called the sits bones because you sit on top of them, but they're also called the sits bones because that's the initials of, or the first letter of each of the bones. So sit right up on top of those sits bones. And then there's also where most of us find ourselves sitting is there's a cushy spot between your tailbone and your sits bones. So you don't want to sit there because that'll put you in a rounded low spine, which is good if you're working your abdominals, but bad if you're trying to sit in good posture. So sit right on top of those sits bones. Keep your core tight. So you want to draw your belly button in towards your spine about 50 to 60% contraction. So you don't want to be killing yourself all day, but just have a light contraction going out throughout your abdominals. And then the rest of it is just like standing posture. It's just you're bent at the hip. So shoulder should be in line with the hip and knee should be in line with the ankle. Head should be sitting, again, right on top of your shoulders, right in between each one. And that's good sitting posture. So if you have good sitting posture, your standing posture should be good as well.
Or vice versa.
So, Tyler, what questions might you have? Because that was kind of just me spitting out as much knowledge as quickly as possible.
Threw out lots of information. And the questions I had, you answered for the most part. A lot of it, I find, is more of just being aware of it.
Yes.
I find that my comfort, I'm literally laying on this couch right now. But if I think about 10 seconds, I know how to adjust myself to sit in good posture. And the same is like, I find it a lot at like dining restaurants or like at the bar on stools.
Uh-huh.
Is where my posture is the worst because I sit down, I get relaxed, and I just kind of let my body fall.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll see someone that has good posture and I'll be like, oh, yeah, that thing.
Right.
And I'll sit up straight and whatnot and do all that stuff. And I remember my grandpa used to be really like a stickler on the posture concept.
Was he in the military?
Yeah.
Military posture is actually, there's a posture type we call military posture. And they typically have a really nice low back curve. And then it's straight up and down from there. Which is not good. It causes a lot of back issues later on.
It was a big thing at like the dinner table. Uh-huh. That was more of where it wasn't like hanging out, walking around. It was at the dinner table, like sit up straight kind of a concept. Okay. So whenever I think of posture, I think of him. But yeah, you answered all the questions and I was following along. So
okay, good.
I feel like if I follow along, everybody else can follow along because my ADD is large.
So from there, I wanted to give a couple quick exercises you can do.
Okay.
The Pilates video we recorded, when we did the Pilates intro,
one.
Those exercises are really, really good because that'll really strengthen your core muscles. So, and it'll also do the warm up that we did, that pelvic tilt. I'll repost that video on this, blog just so that you can have that video readily available. But that'll strengthen your core muscles, which is usually where posture goes wrong, is a weak core muscle and tight back and tight quads. So and your hip flexors get tight because of sitting a lot. So that'll put you in that anterior pelvic tilt. So if you strengthen your core and loosen up your pelvis, then you're already starting that battle.
I agree.
Yes. From there, a really good core exercise that wasn't on the video is a prone bridge.
Do tell.
Which is just your standard bridging exercise. So it's like pretend as if you're standing, but you're lying down, face down, and then you take a push-up position and then just lower down your elbows and hold that for as long as you can. So you're supporting yourself on your elbows, supporting yourself on your toes, and your core is drawn in. And you try and stay straight as an arrow the entire time. And that's going to really strengthen your core postural muscles. So
I like doing that one.
Yeah, it's a great, great exercise. You can also get the Skechers Shape Up. I'm kidding. I do want to make an addendum to our Shape Up thing. If you do have the Shape Up, it's not like a bad idea to stop, like continue using it if you're seeing results. Just understand that it's not... shouldn't be the cornerstone of your
workout. Yeah, I did feel like we kind of did bash it a little bit.
We bashed it so hard that people would stop using it, but I don't think it's... You shouldn't stop using it, only if you start feeling pain. But there was a real... I watched the video because I hadn't seen it, but the best part is that there's one woman who has the worst posture, and they're filming her as they're mentioning the posture section. Yeah.
My favorite was that they taught you how to walk.
That was really funny.
That was really entertaining. But yeah, I agree that if you have them, wear them, cool, whatever. Right. If you, for some reason, want them and you think that they're comfortable, by all means, go for them.
Right.
I kind of feel like they might be up there with Crocs in the comfort level where it's just awkward.
Keon loves Keon's Crocs.
So where they're just like visually weird and you're not sure how to do them, but I feel if you put them on, they could be great. So. Right.
So... That's...
Next time I'm at the mall, go try a pair on it.
Yeah, we should do that.
We'll go back to the world.
Yeah. We'll go give that a shot. And...
I thought about doing it before I reviewed it, but they're just so ugly.
They are. They're foul.
I don't even want to be seen trying them on.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to the mall at, like by your parents' house.
Yeah, like where nobody can run into us.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll wear like sunglasses and a hat.
Mm. Put on. Which is, you always wear sunglasses, though.
I know.
So
makes it, I don't wear a hat often.
No, you should wear like...
Except when I podcast. I'm going to have a podcasting hat because this distracts me enough that I don't play around with my mouth.
Right, which...
Which then blocks the volume level. Right. And Keon gets angry
with me.
I put up the hat, I don't block my volume.
Right. Cool. So I feel like if we jump into another portion of posture, I'm going to be talking for another half an hour. So
I think that this was a good segment of time.
So hopefully you're not too frustrated because that wasn't a lot of practical stuff about posture. We'll get to that next week. Tomorrow we're talking about nutrition facts. And then we also got an email from, I believe his name is Justin. And he wanted us to talk about kettlebells and BOSU balls.
Oh, okay.
I think he meant BOSU balls. He wrote B BOSE. But I think there's no other. I haven't heard of a boss ball.
It's the boss system. It's actually the sound system that they use within the workout facilities that then vibrate your muscles, kind of like those ab machine things that they were selling for the longest time that just constricted your abs to give you a six pack.
Yeah.
The electroshock wave thing. Yeah.
Which just I had that used on me once in one kinesiology class. It's kind of freaky because you just vibrate without. He put it on my forearm.
And just they do it with I've done it a handful of times with my shoulder.
Yeah.
And I literally would sit there and just shoulder myself in the head.
Right.
Like, because it just retracts those muscles so much.
Right. So.
Oh, and also, I don't feel like I've given up my health report lately. I'm 90%.
Oh, you dropped.
No, 99, sorry. In my head, I was saying 99, but for some reason, I said 90 when it came out. But I'm 99.
99%. Also, my other buddy wanted me to talk about the P90X system.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that next week, too.
I've used that.
Yeah, me too.
I liked it.
Yeah, it's
but we'll talk about it more. Analysis.
So we'll talk about BOSU balls, kettlebells, and the P90X system next week. Tomorrow's nutrition facts and...
How to read the label.
And things to watch out for. Subscribe on iTunes so we can beat Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah, I'm coming for you. And we're doing well, you guys. I'm really impressed. Tell a friend.
Yep, tell a friend. With that, go work on your posture. Just focus on seeing... Today, all I want you to do is just focus on seeing where you have some variations. And don't really focus on fixing too much.
And it's kind of... When he says variations, I know that it's... difficult. You might be like, is this right or is this right? If you don't think it's right, it's probably not right.
Yeah, or just take a picture, send it to podcast@truefitnessacademy.com, and I'll help you out.
Great. We're now going to get 400 pictures, and you're going to have to help all of them.
Well, I'll help the first 10 people out.
Okay. You heard it there. First 10 people. Well, Keon will help you out with your posture. Send a picture.
Yep. Side, front, back. With that...
Clothed.
Well, yes, sports bra and shorts, because I need to see all the joints for women, and then shorts for guys. No shirt.
Oh, fancy.
I know. Or at least so you can see the joints. Like, I need to be able to see your tight clothing, tank top is fine, too.
And like a black, tight black shirt with a white wall behind you so we can see
Exactly. Contrast. Just make sure it's like a good picture so I can see where you are.
It's like, all like in the dark.
Right. Like, okay. Like,
it's Blair Witch Project-esque.
Yeah, I'm not going to show this to the world. I'm not going to post it on our website. So.
How funny would that be? It's like Blair Witch.
Okay, we're way off. With that, I'm Keon. You're Tyler.
Wow, Keon wants to be me.
That's a lie. I like being Harry.
I like being me. And I'm Tyler. And that was Keon. And we're True Fitness Academy. You can see us at truefitnessacademy.com. And I'm now just rambling. Have a nice day.
Go kick some ass. Peace.